some kind of a little some place to live, and then they immediately begin then to break this ground, mm-hmm. and like you're talking about it being the virgin sod, where a lot of times they would have to use a regular sod plow. You see, they had them. My father had one. Because every once in a while he'd take a notion to break out a little patch, you know, and a new ground and go use that old sod plow. Yeah. But our old place up there, when Father bought it, I don't think, well, I'm sure that it wasn't all in cultivation. It was, I wouldn't try to tell you exactly how much there was of it. 160 acres of this farm and this land that he bought. It had this little old house on it I was telling you about. Part of it was logged and part of it was a frame outfit. And I have heard him say how many acres was in cultivation, but I don't remember how much it was. I'd be safe in saying probably 40 or 50 acres of it was in cultivation.
And then you cleared it?
Well, no, it was not a great lot of this 160 that he had to clear. It was just I would imagine that it was just grass, just this big old grass that grew real rank, you know. And I don't think it was. Well, I'm not sure just exactly what kind of a shape it was, but this valley there was there. It wasn't. I know that there weren't timber all over it, but he did clear some of it down next to the river, and there's where we begin to talk about our bottom farms or our bottom pieces of land. Mm-hmm. And I know that during my lifetime, I know that he cleared out two tracks down there, and we went down on one level and cleared off this bottom, and there was quite a little acreage in it, and then there was another little and went down off another little bench of land or whatever you call it, down into another bottom, was still lower, down farther down there towards the river. Well, we had a little bottom piece, and we had the big bottom piece, you see. That's where we distinguished between the two of them. Yes.
And then you plowed this?
Plowed it. Yes, sir. He had that land cleared. He had that land cleared after he moved there, I know. And of course, I can remember some of it that he had cleared after I got him to be a pretty good sized boy. He was still clearing out more of it and putting more of it to cultivation.
And then after you plowed it, did you run another implement over it? Or?
Well, you see, it wasn't like sod land. Of course, it was bottom land. Of course, it was nothing but timber. And of course, you know, by it being so heavily such dense undergrowth and stuff like that with the big trees and smaller timber, there wasn't much chance for any sod to ever get started on the ground. Well, he had men to go in there and grub that stuff. They just go in and grub it out, grub those trees out by the roots, and get them out of the way. By the time they got that all done, well, then you could go right in there with most any kind of a plow and go to plow.
They took out bushes and all?
Took out everything, just cleaned up everything. Yes, that's right.
Then you could then you planted his crop.
That's right. You could plant anything on it. Anything you planted on it would make a crop too, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Most anything. Yes, sir. Then we used to do fall plowing, or we might say early winter plowing.